B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, bring the heat.
Let's go.
Mikey Miss texts me and goes, if you had the farm, you'd be up there milking the cows, squeezing the teats. I can see you waking up the crack ass at dawn, putting on your overalls and milking the cows.
No, Andrew would do that.
Yeah. you'd write out his instructions the night before on a cocktail napkin.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to do. You know, I actually did that. Billy King.
What, milking cows?
Yeah, he was telling me all day. He was at, which school was it? It was in Illinois. One of those schools, you know, like Iowa. Was one of those, like, smaller D1 schools, like, early in his career as a coach.
Oh, okay. And he's out there milking cows?
And it was, like, part of the thing was to milk a cow, and he did it.
Oh, I wish that was part of your
thing. I liked it. He goes,
it gives me the skeevies. Grabbing those teats. And putting it in a bucket.
Yeah, you know, they're beautiful ladies, the cows.
When a nice steak's on the plate, it's a beautiful thing.
What you miss is, he doesn't like fish.
Bacala man.
He said he doesn't go for the shellfish.
I thought he was a bacala man.
He's wrong. Listen, I agree with him, like, most of the time. And if I don't agree with him, like, I'll think about what he says.
Give it some credence.
But he's wrong on his whole theory on shellfish. That people just want the taste of the butter. That's not true.
See what we got today.
Yeah, this goes out to the Philadelphia Phillies front office. I just want them to know that if they do not sign Harper, what they are doing, they're ruining the season. They're ruining the walks on the beach as the ball game's played on the radio. They're ruining waiting up for the sports to see if the Phils came back in the top of the ninth to win a game. Basically, they're ruining our summer.
Well, that was just well said, eloquent.
Perfect.
It was eloquent.
And he's right. Maybe we got to talk about that tomorrow. Because if they don't get him,
give you a hand here, brother.
What is the byproduct of them not getting him?
It's awesome.
It's tick, 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 wait for minicamp.
Well,
tick, tick, wait for training
don't
camp.
Don't you have that app?
I absolutely do. T-0 is
the
app.
That's why I got to have finals run, dude.
Yeah, and if you don't have that, if you go one of the end games today is the Sixers are out against Toronto in the second round. They're out by May 15th, by Mother's Day. And then, boom.
I'll see you in September.
No Harper. Yeah. We take vacation. We come back first week of August for preseason game number one.
Yes.
See you then.
See.
Bryce Harper, you don't have to sign in Philadelphia because obviously you don't want to sign in Philadelphia. So how about this? Why don't you just kick rocks and go to the team that you're going to go to? Because I'm sick and tired of waiting on what you're going to do. I really don't give a crap anymore.
Yeah, maybe you're blaming the wrong person there, caller. Maybe you should be blaming the Phillies.
I love him, that caller. He's really good.
Yeah.
I like to kick rocks, but the problem is you're right, Jace. Maybe it's the Phillies you should be kicking rocks.
Yep.
Maybe it's Andy McPhail.
Maybe
aptly named when it comes to Machado and Harper. Getting Watt shut out and Corbin.
If you're in it, you know, people changed their name when they came over from the old country.
Yeah, I don't know how he stays with that name.
Yeah, you got to go with Andy McSuccess.
Yeah.
Andy McWin.
Right.
Not McPhail.
No, it's the worst name. Seriously, it's a horrible name.
Yeah.
And the fact
that's a PH.
Right, and the fact that he spells it with a PH. I never forget when he hired him. I was like, are you for real? Because he's a guy that's been around baseball forever.
Yeah.
Has he had a great amount of success? I mean, he's been pretty much Andy McMediocre.
Yes, he has.
All right.
Andy McFive 500. Well, Jeff Fisher of Executives.
Just saying.
Jason Zambag tweets in and says, hey, Jason Mert, you could replace Witten with a three-day-old Primo hoagie sandwich and still be better off. A three-day-old Primo, I'm in. I'll eat that. Three-day-old.
Yes.
If it's properly refrigerated and wrapped and made dry.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I could go for a Primo.
When you want it?
Get some tomorrow.
You want some tomorrow?
The Diablo. A little turkey Diablo.
We'll make a call.
Make the call.
If you want to. You want to answer tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a Friday. You go for a good sandwich on a Friday, like a Dagwood.
All right.
I'm in. My old man used to call it Big Sam. I'll make a Dagwood.
A Dagwood?
Yeah.
Huh. Why is that? What's
he put so much lunch that he called it a Dagwood. It's like impossible to get your mouth around it.
Now, is that because Dagwood was a cartoon that did that?
No, I don't know. I don't know why he came up with it. I never questioned it. But he called it a, you want me to make you a Dagwood? And I knew I...
No, Dagwood, I think, was a comic.
Was it?
Yeah, I don't...
Maybe. I'll look it up.
Yeah. There's a Dagwood's pub in Philadelphia, according to Google.
Is that right?
Where at?
Linden Avenue?
Dagwood's, yeah.
Northeast?
Yeah.
All right. Did you know? I didn't know this either.
Oh, Matt. Here you go. Dagwood sandwich is a tall, multi-layered sandwich made with a variety of meats, cheeses, and condiments. It was named after a Dagwood Bumstead.
Hold on. Mikey's here. Mikey knows.
Oh. Okay. Okay, I see it here. I see the comic cover.
Look at that.
Yeah.
It's Dagwood and Blondie.
Yeah, I see it here.
Yeah, that was the cartoon.
That was a comic, right?
It was a comic.
Cheek Young's Dagwood.
Dagwood had hair stuck out.
On the sides.
Yeah.
Now, did he make big sandwiches?
He's on the cover with a huge one.
I don't know what the sandwich connection is. I just knew it was the, when you said it was the cartoon. Yeah.
There he is.
Cheek Young's Dagwood.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Cheek Young was the cartoonist.
Oh, really?
I never knew that that's what my dad called it.
And Blondie, I think, was hot.
What?
Blondie was hot, and Dagwood wasn't.
Blondie
was hot.
Blondie. Well, yeah, Blondie got a nice chest.
Yeah, Blondie was hot.
There she is. Look at her on the cover there, right?
Yeah, Blondie was... and Dagwood was a goof.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
He was a mook?
Yeah.
But yeah, the Blondie's got the apron on. She's shapely.
Do you want a Primo tomorrow?
I want a Primo right now.
I'll give it to you tomorrow. What do you want?
Yeah, Diablo.
Turkey Diablo?
Diablo. All right.
Aristocrat.
All right, beautiful.
All right, here you go. Blondie and Dagwood, Starry Night Video proudly presents. It was a movie, too.
Oh, was it really?
Gene Lockhart was
Now you found out something you didn't know about your dad.
I didn't even know that's why cool he called it that. Yes. How about that?
It's very nice.
My old man loved to make it. He loved going to...
He's a sandwich man?
Get the lunch meat and the pickle out of the barrel.
Really?
Fresh rolls, everything? Yeah. Absolutely.
My father used to do that, too.
That's old school.
They make the sandwich.
Spread out of all the lunch meat and everything?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, you're right. I could see it. The onion, chopped the onion.
Everything was right there.
The lettuce.
Tomato?
Yes.
My dad used to eat tomato with the mayonnaise on it and pepper all the time, too.
Yeah, my father did the same. It's funny. I can see my father doing that. I've never made a sandwich. I don't think I've ever made a sandwich.
See, like parents always said the same thing, too. Like, it wasn't a tomato. This is a nice tomato.
Yeah, or a beautiful tomato.
Yeah.
But it's always tomato.
Tomato. Yeah. And my grandmother always made a nice salad. She never made a mean salad. She made a nice salad. Yeah, can I make a nice salad? She always, and brought the yum-yum donuts.
I had a nice cucumber celery salad last night. Yes.
Cucumber and celery?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What'd you have for dessert? A nice frozen lemon? Oh, my God. You eat like a gerbil.
No. I had dish of spaghetti too, but I but I had the
dish of spaghetti.
No. I had a bowl, it was small, but I'm trying to go. I'm trying to go streamline.
Streamline what?
I'm trying to lose, so I just got a little bowl.
Had a little sampling of spaghetti.
Yes, and I had the. I figured during the week I'm trying to go Spartan.
You get Sparty?
Yes, I'm going Spartan during the week, and then that'll work.
Okay.
Save the points for the weekend.
What's next?
Yo, cuz. Yo, Jason. 50-year Phillies fan here.
Hey.
I haven't called you guys in a long, long time. But this has got me up against the wall with this Bryce Harper crap. I'm over it. I think everybody was talking about Phillies didn't offer him enough money. He doesn't really want to come play here. Neither one of those things come into play at all. A happy wife means a happy life.
Wow, 50-year Philly fan. I love him. He's strong. 50-year Eagle fan, 50-year Flyer fan, 50-year Sixer fan.
And in those 50 years, you got a lot of losing. We quantified it.
Philly spend.
Losers. Lotto,
yes. Just the way you said, loser.
What have the Phillies been over 50 years for the most part? Losers. A 200-hitting loser. That's what they've been. It's unfortunate. I don't say that. Like, I don't get glee in saying that.
You know what the Phillies are to us? An ugly dog. All right?
An ugly mutt?
Yes. Like
flea-bitten?
We love the dog, right? We love them. And by no means will we go anywhere else and get another dog. We love that dog. But it's an ugly dog.
Yeah.
It's a hipster dog. It's an ugly dog.
A hipster dog?
Yeah, it's an ugly hipster dog. Hipsters got ugly dogs.
Well, now that it's just a matter of when Nick Foles is no longer an Eagle, I think the Fanatic needs to pay tribute to Nick. Yeah, when you do your station IDs the day he signs with the Jaguars, wherever he goes, we call the station WBDN.
WBDN.
Wow, that's good. WBDN.
Yeah.
Welcome to WBDN. That's what you would say.
Well, I can insert a lot of jokes here, but I'm trying to self-edit right now. you see me, like, my gears are churning here. Oh, I got a good
you're
joke, but I can't
say. You're
one
of those people that I can hear you think.
Yeah, WBDN. Give us 10 inches, we'll give you the world.
I say, you didn't need to go there. It was already out there. You didn't need to actually
I have to verbalize
it.
I have to verbalize.
You gerbilize.
See, the thing is, though, with... Like I'm over the Nick Foles thing. Like I'm not mourning it, and I'm like kind of just past it at this point.
Well, listen,
the significance of saying yeah, we're going to let him be a free agent to me was first of all was disingenuous, because the reason why you're letting him be a free agent is because you couldn't get anything for him via trade.
Him, right.
So don't treat me like I'm an idiot.
Nobody's treating like an idiot. I mean, it is what it is. Like you knew he was coming back from the beginning. So,
yeah. So I've moved on.
There was no drama in. Oh my God, he's not. You knew he wasn't coming back.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm good with it. I'm fine. I was fine with the decision then. I'm fine with the decision now.
I think even the Folesian Society's like come to grips with it.
Yeah. Well, they better. But I don't know that they're mourning over the fact that he's leaving. Frankly, I want him to end up in the division.
Yeah.
Because I want that storyline in the division.
Thank God the Giants aren't. I don't understand the Giants. They're going to stick with Eli.
Yeah, I said to you earlier off the air, I said, if I were to insert you as the decision maker with the Giants, what's the first two things you do?
Fire the coach and move on from Eli.
Done. That's exactly what I do.
I'd do whatever I could to get Russell Wilson.
Yep. And if not, I end up with Nick Foles.
Yes.
And I get rid of Pat Shurmur because I know that
I mean, Nick Foles with throwing Odell Beckham with Saquon Barkley?
Come on.
You kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, you need a line, but, you know.
Anthony, Jason, it's Gabe. I mean, we got to get positive. We got to rub coconut oil all over it. And when I get a little despondent, I sing a little positive song. Just repeat after me. Relax. Don't do it. When you want to, rub some coconut oil into it.
Frankie goes to Hollywood.
That game is a great game. You know what this summer's going to be like?
It's the summer of Gabe.
It is the summer of Gabe.
Anthony. It's Gabe.
It'll be the summer of Gabe.
I could see Gabe being like a Corey Hart fan, too. Like, I wear my sunglasses at night. You know, because I can.
Yes. Are we going to have a
not,
Gabe?
Not because I can.
Are we going to have a Gabe?
Gabe off?
Pride Day?
A lot of insinuation there.
No. Gay Pride Parade. I wanted to do one with the bro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Judging by the bro's impression of Bryce Harper's wife yesterday, you're not far off.
No, I want to do a whole gay thing.
He was way too comfortable doing that yesterday, by the way. Like, he enjoyed. Sounded like Fruity Tootie Jamie.
Guys right, are dripping with sweat.
Ooh.
Anthony.
I don't know the words.
It's Gabe.
Ooh, so do I. Hi. Ooh. I don't know the words.
You know what's amazing? I realize how little I know about certain things when yesterday I didn't realize the genesis of your Gabe impression is from the dude
George Takei.
Yeah, and I didn't know who George Takei was. So You ever do this? I'm sure other people have done this. Like, if you're around people talking quantum physics, you might, like, just nod. Like, yeah.
Pretend you know.
Right. Like, you know, like, I don't know what you're talking about. But, you know, wormhole, whatever. I get it. You said George Takei a couple weeks ago, and I went, yeah.
Like, you knew who I was talking about.
Right. No idea. So yesterday I was like, all right. Because you get reach a certain point in life where you don't really care. So I've reached that point. Like, I don't care.
You got enough institutional knowledge. You don't need that more.
No. I don't care what people think. So I don't care if I appear dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right, you know, not going to be the first time. Not going to be the last time. So who the hell cares?
Yeah.
So I go to you. Who's George Takei?
Yep.
And?
It's Mr. Sulu from Star Trek, the original Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wasn't a Trekkie fan or anything, but it's a mixture of, there's also Tom Brady in there. Who's got a little bit
can
of the
you do Brady?
I'd have to work on it. But Tom Brady, there's a little, to me, it's a little mixture of George Takei and Tom Brady. Because, like, the optimism is that of Tom Brady. Like, I think that they sound similar to me. Hmm. And Gabe is a combination of the
two. When I hear Brady, I don't hear Gabe.
Oh, no? No. Oh, you got to hear him side by side.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Andrew, see if you can pull some Brady and Gabe side by side. And you'll definitely hear a little bit of it in there. Now, my impression is a little bassier. I get a little deeper into the throat area, Anthony. You know, because you got to stay lubricated in your throat via the coconut oil. But Gabe is a very optimistic guy. All right? 610-632-0975. Now, John Strayer says to me on Twitter, he goes, try the tuna Diablo. It blows away the turkey Diablo. Hashtag Primo Hogan. I don't do the tuna, Holmes.
No?
I don't do anything that comes out of the ocean.
Are you too?
Nothing. Nothing that comes out of water. I don't eat seafood, period. End of sentence. End of story.
Tuna with the olive oil? Packed to the olive oil?
No, I don't eat. No. Why? And how is that good? It smells like awful.
It's. I like the tuna in the olive oil.
Do you like the smell of that? You cannot smell tuna and tell me that smells appetizing in any way.
I like some. I do. I love
you
shellfish.
Sniff the can?
I love. Well, tuna, no, but. It's tasty. But I love shellfish.
Don't let me put tuna one time in the spaghetti sauce. She did the cinnamon one time and tuna. I was like,
yeah,
oh,
I don't like the tuna.
You ruined it.
I don't like that in the sauce. I don't do that.
Yeah.
But I make crabs and spaghetti. So Massimo, my little Massi's birthday is tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So I go, Daddy, what do you want for dinner? You know, whatever you want.
And you call him Dad, by the way.
Yes. And he says, I want crabs and spaghetti. So I'm making crabs. I'm making crabs and spaghetti.
This Moss is a foodie, huh? He's like my boy. My boy's like that too.
He loves it. Loves it. Goes nuts. Like when I do the fishes, seven fishes.
He's all in.
All in. Every one.
Yeah, all of them.
He's octopus.
The gefilte fish.
He's it all. Yeah.
He likes the salted fish.
I don't do the gefilte and the seven fishes, but that's the morning bagel fish.
Mm.
But when I do the seven fishes, he eats them all.
Mm. Good kid. Very capable.
But you would like that.
No. I don't need anything. The texture of anything that comes out of water, I'm not in.
And you don't eat any fish?
None.
How could you eat the crab? Like, the crab is one of the greatest items ever.
Nah, not for me.
Lump it's crab too, meat? No. Sweet. It's nah. Like unbelievable.
I'm out. Shrimp? Out.
How could you be out with a shrimp? Like, they're benign.
I know, but what's the point of eating it?
Because it goes in with, you know, you have a sauce. Like, I'm not just talking about.
If I need
about,
a sauce, then I don't need the.
It's a
I'll
great protein.
The sauce.
It's a great protein, the shrimp. It is.
Yeah.
Just right. Is. Yes, you grill them.
Yeah, so is a filet mignon.
Okay, well, I like a filet too, but, you know, you're not going to eat filet every day. I'm just saying, throw a shrimp in there.
Yeah, I'm out. Anything that's shrimp too, it's like small and doesn't sound appetizing. I mean, what a bad name. For an appetizing food, shrimp. Like name.
What about langostino?
What is that?
That's a shrimp kind of lobster type that is found in the
so like a scampi
Mediterranean. Yes.
No, I'm not in. I'm
not a scampi. That's the dish.
I don't know. I don't know what
shrimp
any of this means.
Scampi. That's scampi is the sauce. It's the dish itself.
How about the bang bang shrimp? You into that?
Yes, I do love the bang bang shrimp.
All right. 610-632-0975.
Hot shrimp, yeah.
610-632-0975. We'll get back to the phones coming up. Mikey Miss will
Listen,
be coming up top
bear,
of the
we
hour.
Bear with us because this Harper stuff's made us loopy.
Yeah, we're trying
so
to just stay sane.
If we digress sometimes for a few seconds into the element of weird, just know that we've been talked. The Harper thing is driving us insane.
Yeah, we're dizzy at this point.
You're listening to two people that have gone insane.
Midday Show. The insanity continues after this. A lot of people about the union. They start Saturday. Saturday.
You know what? That's a recipe for insanity.
Yeah, right? Marco.
Look, Marco Fabian's a stud. We look pumped up for a little union. Home opener is Saturday, 1 o'clock, down at Talon Energy Stadium. Boys in blue going to look to start strong in their 10th anniversary season against Toronto FC. I like the union. You got a line on that? You're Mr. Line. You give me a line on that game?
I can see if I can dig one up. I don't know if they have the
From the packed home crowd of Talon Energy Stadium, Union coming off their best season ever after an MLS Cup run in the fall, setting records for both wins and points in a season. We talked about Marco Fabian. He's making his home debut. Can't wait to see him in action. Union also welcomed the return of young rising stars from right here in Philadelphia. Austin Trusty, Mark McKenzie, plus veteran leaders Alejandro Bedoya, Jamaican goalkeeping sensation Andre Blake. I'm expecting some big things from this tough, young, hungry squad this season. Talon Energy Stadium going to be rocking. Join us down there for opening day this Saturday, 1 o'clock. Philly Soccer's back. Grab tickets for the opener while they're still available online, PhiladelphiaUnion.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Pull your head out of your ass!
Man, I hope I'm wrong.
I'll answer the question.
Hope I'm wrong.
About what?
I think both teams have a tough matchup.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Well, the OK, you know, Sixers, no Embiid, OKC on the road. Yeah, that's tough. There's no, that is a tough, tough matchup. And the Flyers, same thing. That's a tough matchup tonight, too.
The first, the Jackets first line.
Yeah, well, they got Duchesne now, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they went buying at the deadline.
But I like the Blue Jackets first line.
Yeah, that's a good team. That's definitely a good team. And let me see what the situation is here for tonight. How many points the Flyers are back? I had a light card last night. I watched a little bit of Rangers Lightning last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Rangers took them to overtime. Ended up losing in overtime. But Flyers.
How's my man Anthony D'Angelo play?
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, he's impressive, Anthony. He was really good, actually, to 3-on-3, too.
Philadelphia zone, yep. Anthony D'Angelo.
Yeah. Paisan.
He is.
Nice job.
You know, my buddy Tooch. Mm-hmm. It's his cousin. It's his cousin kid.
Yeah. So the Flyers are 6 points back.
Flyers a good man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good player. He's a good player. Really good skater. 67 points for the Flyers. The Columbus Blue Jackets, 73 points. But the Columbus is on the outside looking in. The two seed for the wild card right now, the second wild card position, is the Penguins at 74. So the Flyers 7 points back of the playoffs. And the team they face tonight is the only team between them and the playoffs in Columbus. You need to get a win. I mean, they still got such an uphill battle. I think their chance rate is 6%.
Yeah, I think it's tough. I think tonight's
6.1.
Tonight's a bad spot.
Yeah, they have 11 games on the road left and 8 at home to the Flyers.
See, and the Sixers, similarly, it's a difficult spot with OKC. OKC coming off a loss in Denver.
Yep. How long were
actually,
they on the road
two
for,
two straight
Anthony?
Losses. They lost to Sacramento at home. And
is this the first game back after a lengthy trip, though? For OKC tonight?
No.
No, it was just the one game. On the
just the one game.
Yeah, it's a buzzkill.
OKC hasn't played. They lost in New Orleans on the road. So they lost three of their last four. They lost. They went to double overtime against Utah, 148-147.
Wow. What a game that is, huh?
Yeah, Paul George, PG, he's been like on a ridiculous tear of late.
Outrageous how good he's been.
Yeah, he's been just out of his mind.
Look at the leading scorer for them on those nights.
He had 45 in that game.
Well, a good game, couple games before that against Portland, he had 47.
Yeah, well, how about in the game against Utah, 45 And Westbrook had 43.
Wow. Yeah, and he had 47 against Portland at home in a 121-111 regulation win.
Yeah.
45 the game before that against Houston on the road. A 39, 37, 43. Boy, he has been unreal for that squad.
Outrageous.
He's their leading scorer. Yeah. When you play with Westbrook and you're the leading scorer on most nights, going back, you see, back into December, 43 and 43 in back-to-back games, Sacramento and Utah. Boy, that's the guy you got to get in free agency.
Well, I keep talking about him, but, you know, I mean, the shame is
he was overshadowed by the presence of LeBron.
Well, no, he was the guy we all wanted.
Yeah, but they didn't.
But, you know, who? Sixers won him, yeah.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah, they were in on him.
He decided to stay quickly, though.
Yes, and we thought he was going to L.A. or stay there.
That's right, you reminded me now. I mean, Kawhi was also a conversation at that point.
PG would have been perfect. But
we're always chasing something in this town. Doesn't it seem like that?
Well, now chasing you're not really ghosts. Chasing, right? Like, you're not really chasing anything.
Well, we're chasing Harper.
I meant Sixer-wise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Not for now, at least. And this offseason, might be chasing KD. Let's go to Bobby in Burlington City on the Fanatic. How you doing, Bobby?
Jason, you took my point right from you. I was about to say, it's funny, we're a rabid fan base, so it feels like we're always chasing something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I hate to bring it back to this, but this Harper nonsense is getting exhausting.
Keyword used and totally correct is nonsense.
That's part of, I mean, I run a paper route at WB Mason. I played college baseball at Quinnipiac. I'm exhausted. I couldn't manage being a manager or an agent. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Imagine being a GM dealing with this mess, Bobby.
And I think there's one thing we can all agree on.
How's that?
Well, just the going back and forth. You think you got it?
Okay, well, make a real offer then.
Yeah. That's the greatest point, Ant.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think there's one thing we can all agree on. And that's these beat writers are clown bait. Well, I mean, it's been 3 years of nonsense. None of it's been true. It's just garbage. Like, I think going back, we can now say for a fact that none of these reports are true.
You know what it is?
He's been rounding third base for 51 days.
Right. You know what it is, though? It's been so agent-driven where they have been leaking the bars.
Keon Zabora.
Yeah, Boris has been leaking this thing, you know, and that's where they're coming from, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take it with a grain of salt, but two of my hitting coaches at Quinnipiac, Dan Malloy and Bobby Ciroli, they're scouts out in L.A. now, and there's tons of inkling rumors that that's where Harper really wants to be.
Yeah.
So, and we need pitching in an outfield, so, I mean, you could always look to maybe sign Harper and then get the 10 years out of him, and then Middleton and Klentak, they can see what to do with the deadline. And if depending where we are, we could try to move him to L.A. for Trout, Otani, maybe Turner, and what? Then sign Trout. And then, I mean,
they're not doing that.
How do you know?
They're not. They want to come on. They want to. Come on, what? Why would the Angels want to trade their best player?
Yeah, come on. You're not thinking, Bobby. There's two sides to this. You
come
don't
on.
Trade him.
I'm tired of ridiculousness. How do you know that?
Well, they could do the Phillies a favor.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, the Philly. Did you hear yourself? You, the Angels are going to give you Trout and Otani for Harper. I mean, were you out of your mind?
Maybe you got to just maybe Odubel. You can just trade Odubel.
Like, all due respect to your baseball career at Quinnipiac. I mean, you know,
the other general manager is not an idiot.
Are you crazy? How do you know? You know what? Because I do know. They're not trading Mike Trout and Otani for Harper. Like, yeah, maybe we can get him for 10 years and then trade him. I mean, it doesn't work that way, dude. These guys have no trade clauses, all kinds of stuff.
He's not gonna sign a contract that allows you to sign him and then ship him wherever you want to ship him, so he loses all the control on where he wants to play.
And by the way,
are you gonna send him to Neptune?
The Angels are not trading Mike Trout. They're not.
And they're not
and
letting
them Otani
walk.
For Bryce Harper.
You kidding me? Otani? That guy's money in the bank. You know what he does for their international brand? It's insane what it means to them from an international standpoint. Sam in Seattle's on the Fanatic. What's up, Sam?
Hey, once again, we're going to talk Harper yet again. I called yesterday, and I was literally a mile away from Dodger Stadium. And I wanted to drive up there and just start booing. And no BS. Like, I literally took a screenshot of my map, and I wanted to send it to you guys. Like, dude, I'm right here. Like, literally.
You're at Chavez Ravine? You should have relieved yourself out there.
Anthony, can you believe this? This is worst case scenario for this front office. This is absolutely worst.
You also said it. You nailed it. You called Andrew about, and this is interesting,
Ron
about
Musso,
the 606.
We got Rob Muto, right? Nobody wanted to talk about Sixto Sanchez because we're like, okay, we'll pair him up with Bryce Harper, and our lineup is legit. Without Bryce Harper, we just traded one of our best prospects. Rob Muto is not trash. Trust me, I'm not saying that. But without him, we're just the average team. Without Bryce Harper, we're just average. And I want to tell one more thing to the Phillies fan. Don't think about what they did in the beginning of the season. Look at how bad they were. The Phillies were at the end. They're somewhere in the. They're not as good as their record was last year. They're going to be somewhere in the middle. I know they were like 15 games above 500 in the middle of the season. That was just a hard start. Their pitching was out of their minds. Pavetta got exposed. These guys got exposed. They're not as good as they were last year. I know they improved. But last year was just an anomaly. So I don't know what they're going to be without Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
They might just be like a 500 team.
Well, I don't know. You did add Segura, Realmuto, and McCutcheon.
We do this every offseason. We try to predict the numbers, and we always give them benefit of the doubt. Like McCutcheon, we're saying 25, 260. Come on. He might miss 2 months with the injuries. He's old.
He might good point.
We always fall short. They always fall short. Every prediction we make. Even Reese this year, to a certain extent, all the predictions we made, like 36 homers or whatever, fell short.
You're right.
You might be. Look, here's the deal. If they don't get Harper, they're going to have to add pitching. They're going to have to. And if they don't get Harper and they don't spend money somewhere else, and look, the cupboards are bare now because you missed out on Corbin. You missed out on Machado. Are you going to miss out on Keuchel and Kimbrel? What is plan B? Kimbrel's agent is Boris, right?
I'm being honest with you. Keuchel does... I'm not sold on Keuchel.
Yeah. But Kimbrel, we can wrap our head around because you solidify that bullpen and it's locked.
Well, you have three really dramatic pieces.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. We got Mikey Mist coming up to the top of the hour. I'm going to be interested to see where he is on this now because a lot of, Jim Duquette, that information comes out that they've offered anywhere between 270 and 300, and they haven't come off their number.
They better have, honestly... It better come out at the end that they offered over 325. If they didn't offer 326, which beats the Stanton deal, then they wasted everybody's time.
610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez on the Fanatic. I got to tell you about Natural Lawn of America. My kids are running around out in the yard. I want to make sure that what I put on my lawn is safe. Young kids, they get out there and they roll around in the grass. Well, that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy, which obviously looks great. Well, Natural Lawn of America, they use safer organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemical used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. That's the best part. So I'm going to get a greener lawn, and I don't have to be worried about my kids running around in it. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. And for as many years as I can remember, Mikey Miss has been telling me to use them. Whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. And for a limited time, Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. It's $100 off. So call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds and tell them Jason sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. It's Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Midday Show will be followed by Mikey Miss coming off top of the hour. Don't forget, it's going to snow in the morning. Late tonight.
I didn't even know that that was coming tonight. I'm out of touch with the weather.
You're right, Andrew? Snow.
I'm sick of it.
Sick of what?
Snow.
We haven't really you know, snowed.
No, I'm just sick of the cold, all right? I actually like the cold. I know. I think this is this Harper thing that's driving me insane.
Bryce Harper's making it snow tonight.
But
Winter Storm Harper?
I wouldn't be surprised. No, we already went through that.
I know.
Really, and it didn't sign. Yeah. And it was supposed to come up here.
Yeah, it was coming up from Washington to Philly.
Man, you don't understand. I'm watching spring training, and I'm just looking at that sunshine.
Yeah.
I know. And I can feel the warmth coming through my TV. And then I go outside and let the dog out, and I freeze my ass off. I'm starting to lose it here, people.
Well,
we don't get the Midday Show doesn't get the spring training trip, huh?
No. We get the bottom of the barrel, Mo. Jim,
we get a trip to Reading.
Jim, the producer, tweets in this GIF, whatever you call it. He goes, Trout and Ohtani for Harper. Callers are A-plus today, and it's a guy beating his head on a counter.
I mean, anybody will argue with. Like, listen.
How do you know?
Like, I don't want to be mean to people, right? But, like, don't get an attitude when you come back with ridiculousness.
Trout and Ohtani.
Yeah, hold on. I can't wait to trade you Trout and Ohtani.
Yeah, for Harper, who obviously wants to determine his location.
Bad.
Unbelievable. Let's squeeze in a call. Let's go to Jay in Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Jay?
What's the status with Baumgartner? Is there any chance the Phillies can get him, the pitcher from San Francisco? Is he up for any kind of free agency?
Yeah, he's one of the Madison. But why
Baumgartner?
Why do you want him? I don't know what he's got left.
Well, I don't know. I just figure he was isn't he like one of the best pitchers?
Not anymore.
I got to let you go. There's an awful hum with your line, Jay.
He's bad. No, he's signed. He's still with the White Sox. He's still with the Giants.
Yeah. Let's go to Reynolds.
He actually just made his spring debut. You can't trade for him. You're done.
Reynolds in North Carolina is on the Fanatic. What's up, Reynolds?
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call. Hey, listen, I'm not giving up on Middleton just yet. I know there's a lot of disappointment that it's just like not a really strong, like immediate finalized thing right now. Here's my point. I think we can be give and offer stupid money without being completely stupid, and there are a couple ways I was thinking. He's got to do his due diligence. He's a businessman. What you could do, and if the reports are true, if it's 270 or somewhere like that, he might be offering on the backside a ridiculous guaranteed money that's just ridiculous. And Boris is looking at that like, wow, this is crazy guaranteed. Interesting. And then he also could be saying to Boris, all right, here's the deal. You go get me a letterhead with someone else's offer. I'm going to beat it. But the higher up it goes, the less guarantee. But you're going to win no matter what. I'm just going to give you two different versions of winning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my take that, we don't really know anything right now.
Yeah, I feel you. And Reynolds, you make a great point about what we do know, what we don't know. I mean, I get you. Yeah. But these reports about not coming in with your best offer is troublesome,
right?
I love the guy too. I want Middleton to be that guy. My biggest fear is that his baseball guys are trying to talk him out of it.
Yeah. Well, here's a quick question. I want your take on something, and then I'll hang up and listen. We often say like point guard and a quarterback. You want the guy that's going to touch the ball the most to be just above and beyond all the other players on the field. We know that the pitchers are going to be touching the ball. If you get two crazy great pitchers for that stupid money, aren't we going to be influencing the game in a higher level than a guy who's...
I don't think so. I honestly think they need bats in this ballpark. Look, they had the four aces, right?
You couldn't bash your way.
They had four aces, and they didn't get out of the first round. I think they got a hit. Like, I'm not saying you don't have pitching. I like the idea of a bullpen. It's funny. You just got me looking at free agent pitchers because there was somebody that made me think of Baumgartner, like an older guy, but I can't find. There's not a lot of guys out there. There's some, guys you hope can come back with, slop guys that you hope come back to give you just eat some innings up.
Gio Gonzalez.
I'm out on Clay Buchholz. He was terrible last year.
Dreck. All right, Mikey Miss is coming up next at 2, and our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Ant, you'll be at the parks tonight. Enjoy it up there at Parks Casino, Street Road in Bensalem. We'll be there 6 to 7, and we'll be back tomorrow, and maybe we'll deem it a football Friday. Stay tuned. Mikey
Change
Miss.
Shields. Oof.
Mikey Miss is up next on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.